Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
Something crinkled under the old oak, a tiny scrap of paper. Rexy yanked it out and, oh, it was covered in little thank you drawings.
Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and I'm so glad you're here. Ready to follow a thankful little map? Then let's stomp on in.
Picture it. Warm sunbeams poking through big leaves, a breeze that smells a bit like fresh grass, and a tiny piece of paper that looks much more important than it is.
Rexy popped up first. Stomp, he shouted, as if the map needed announcing. Topsy tiptoed like she was reading a secret. Lincoln and London put their heads together and whispered ideas. Tank gave a cheerful hum. Mama T-Rex kept a gentle watch, smiling like always.
The pictures on the map weren't X's or treasure chests. They were tiny drawings. A jar of jam, a crooked wooden sign, a warm loaf of bread. And beside each picture, someone had written, thank you.
Off they went, following the little arrows. The path crinkled under their feet, like the map was giggling along with them.
Their first stop was a cottage by the stream. The air smelled like bubbling berries and sugar. That must be Mrs. Trill's jam. She waved from her doorway. Hello, friends, she sang.
Rexy, eager as ever, leaned in to peek at the jars and, oops, his paw slipped into a jar of strawberry jam. His paw came out red and sticky, and he left a perfect jam smudge on the map. Topsy giggled and helped wipe his paw. Here, napkin, she said, handing over a tiny cloth with little dinosaur prints. Lincoln found a clean little spoon. Taste? London whispered. Tang hummed like a ticklish drum, while Mrs. Trill laughed and said, thank you for helping with my jars.
The friends realized the map had pointed them to someone who had been kind before, and now they could be kind back. They left Mrs. Trill a tiny note that said, we noticed your jam. Thank you.
The trail led to the den's trailhead, where a wooden sign leaned so far it almost hid the arrow. Oh no, London said. Someone might miss the path.
Tank thumped forward. I'll push, he said, and Mama T-Rex called, hold the rope, everyone. Together they heaved, and steady hands made the sign stand proud again.
A little family of squirrels popped out from behind a tree and clapped tiny paws.
Thank you, they chattered, handing over a bundle of acorn cookies.
Crumbs rained down and made Rexy's toes wiggle. Sticky jam followed by acorn crumbs was a very funny combination.
The map curled onward and led them back to the old oak, where a shaded bench waited like a quiet friend. On the bench was a neat little pile of thank you notes, tied with a green leaf.
Rexy picked up the top note and read it aloud. Thank you for the jam that makes our mornings happy. Another, thank you for keeping the path safe. Each note was small, but together they sounded like a chorus of gentle thanks.
An old tortoise shuffled up with a slow, kind smile. Hello, young ones, he said. My name is Elias. I like to notice small kindnesses and write them down so they won't be forgotten.
The friends sat very still. Then three tiny lines of discovery popped up, like little fireworks of understanding.
Maybe the treasure was never gold. So, it's noticing? Yes, noticing and saying thank you makes our day brighter.
They felt it then, a warm little sun sitting in their chests. Not a prize to win, but a way of seeing and remembering the good that fills ordinary days. Elias told them a tiny, gentle story about people long ago who remembered to say thanks after they were helped. It was a simple moment. Someone noticed help, said thank you, and then everyone felt braver and kinder. It wasn't a lesson handed down. It was something they could feel in their bones.
The friends wanted to do something small and bright. They mixed a little batch of bread, flour puffing in the air, and raspberry jam that smelled like sunlit berries.
Rexy kept his paw away from the jar this time.
They left the warm loaf on Elias's porch with a note. Thank you for noticing us. When Elias opened the door, he hummed a happy tune and his eyes crinkled up. That quiet happiness filled everyone like a tiny lantern.
Now, little explorer, I have a question for you. Have you ever felt your heart get warm when someone thanked you? Or have you helped someone and forgotten to say thank you back?
If you're with a grown-up, whisper the name of one person you could thank today. If you're getting ready for bed, close your eyes and think of one small good thing from your day. A hand held, a snack shared, a song that made you smile.
Breathe in slowly, like you're smelling warm jam. Breathe out slowly, like you're blowing on a loaf of bread to cool it. Picture the den friends passing notes and smiles, and picture your own little thank you note waiting to be given.
Thanks for joining Rexy and the whole gang on this thankful little hunt. Notice the small kindnesses, say thank you when you can, and share a little warmth with others.
Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. If you liked this story, subscribe so we can share more adventures right here in the Dino Den.
Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den!